Franciscan saint of the day. November 22nd, the servant of God, Magin Catala. Confessor, First Order. Of the 130 Franciscans who labored as missionaries in the famous old missions of the state of California during the three quarters of a century from 1769 to 1845, the one who, more than any other, gained the reputation of being a saint was Father Magin Catala, the holy man of Santa Clara. He and a twin brother were born in January 1761 at Mont Blanc in Catalonia, Spain. Their father was a doctor and notary, and their mother was the daughter of a prominent merchant. Both gave their children an example of genuine piety. Magin joined the Franciscans in Barcelona when he was 16, and 8 years later, he was ordained a priest. The following year, 1786, he was permitted to join the Mission College of San Fernando in Mexico City. And there he remained until 1792, when he was sent to the California missions. Arriving at Monterey in July 1793, he was appointed chaplain of the Saavedra expedition to Nootka, on the west coast of Vancouver Island. A year later, he returned and was sent to Santa Clara Mission. Here he remained for the rest of his life, a period of 36 years. After 3 years, he was made senior missionary and henceforth devoted himself exclusively to the spiritual care of the Indians, while his companion, Father Viadar, had charge of material affairs. Besides the Indians who lived at Santa Clara, there were 10 other Indian settlements which belonged to the missions, and these were regularly visited by the missionaries. During the 36 years that Father Magin was at Santa Clara Mission, no less than 5,000 persons were baptized, nearly all of them Indians. Father Magin was soon afflicted with a very painful sickness, inflammatory rheumatism. And though this malady caused him constant suffering, he continued to minister to the Indians faithfully and perseveringly. Twice, in 1800 and 1804, he received permission to go back to Mexico, but each time his love for the Indians kept him at his post. That in itself was heroism of a high degree, but Father Magin added other penances, and he spent long nights in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament in the Mission Church, and before a life-size crucifix, which still occupies a place of honor in the restored Mission Church. Eyewitnesses declared that the figure of the crucified Savior was seen to bend down to embrace Father Magin and to lift him above the ground. When Father Magin died at daybreak on November 22, 1830, the Indians cried out, "The saint has left us." He was buried on the gospel side of the sanctuary in the church, and in 1907, after the restoration of the church, the Jesuits of Santa Clara University transferred his remains to a newly prepared vault in the same place, to the left of the altar of the crucifix. There, the devout faithful may still be seen visiting Father Magin's grave and asking his intercession at the throne of God, as did the early Californians who used to pray, "Soul of Padre Magin, assist me." About half a century after the death of Father Magin, in 1882, a movement was set on foot for his beatification. 2 years later, at the canonical process held in California, 62 witnesses of Padre Magin's personal virtues and holiness of life were examined, and the acts of the ecclesiastical court were sent to Rome. Interest in the cause of Father Magin was revived in 1907, and after a second process was conducted in California in 1908 and 1909, the documents were taken to Rome the following year. The cause of Father Magin's beatification is still pending in Rome. On gratitude for the true faith. We gave so little thought to the gift of the faith. The servant of God, Father Magin, was well aware of the great grace of faith, and the knowledge impelled him to do all in his power to bring this gift to the Indians. And how grateful they were to him for leading them into the fold of the faith. It is to be feared that our dear Lord has reason to find fault with the most of us. If you knew the gift of God, John 4:10. Repeat with heart and lips, O God, accept my thanks for the gift of the true faith. We give so little thought to the blessings associated with the faith. Everything depends on the words of Christ. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:16. The end toward which the faith leads us is the vision of God in a blessed eternity. That bliss no eye has seen, no ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. May this thought awaken in us sentiments of sincere gratitude for the faith. How shall we manifest our gratitude for the gift and the blessings of faith? Offer up Holy Mass and Communion frequently in thanksgiving. Gratitude is pleasing to God, and yet it is a rare thing. Live according to the teachings of your faith, and guard yourself and those entrusted to your care from the enemies of the faith. Remove from your homes any literature that might bring temptation against the faith. Be zealous to promote the faith. Have you acted in this manner in the past? Prayer of the Church. Almighty and eternal God, who didst grant thy servants by professing the true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and also to worship the unity in the power of thy majesty, we beseech thee that by steadfastness in this faith we may at all times be defended from all adversity. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.